主内的弟兄姐妹朋友们平安，今早晨我们要思想的经文是取自于腓立比书第四章十到第十三节，找着了请听我来读。第十节，我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生，你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这事我已经学会了。我知道怎么样处卑贱，也知道怎么样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。读经到此。
我们谢谢天荣弟兄带领我们读这段经文，那么这时候用点时间我们来祷告，如果你方便的话我请你跪下来，不方便的话就请坐在原位上，那我们同心来祷告。慈悲的天父上帝，主我们感谢你，感谢你让我们早晨能够再次的蒙你的保守，来到你的圣所中来敬拜你，让我们也在这时候能够有这机会来到你圣宝座前来求恩。天父，我们知道你喜悦我们来到你的面前，用我们的声音来向你恳求，因为你的话也清楚告诉我们，早晨你必听我们的声音，早晨你必向 你必向我们陈明你的心愿。 我们求主来继续的来引导我们，让我们在进入这祷告的时候，让我们乃是晓得按着你的心意来求。天父，我们要为着那些身体病痛欠佳不能够在我们当中聚会的来祷告。我们感谢主，就是让老修子姐妹今天早上能够回到我们当中来参与敬拜。她过去几个月前动了手术，在医院，在疗养院，在家中的疗养都蒙你的眷顾，我们感谢你。虽然他现在脚仍然还是有疼痛，但是我们感谢你让他能够有这样的一个愿意服侍你的心来到当中。天父，我们也继续要纪念到陈时全弟兄，我们知道他仍然还没有完全的康复，他的肚子有时候仍然还是会疼痛，主我们只求主你怜悯，你看顾他，更是求主你保守他的信心，你也帮助桂芳姐妹，让她有智慧来照料先生的时候，也让她自己也能够照顾到自己的身子。天父，我们求主你加添力量给他们。我们也为这碧莲姐妹来祷告，直到她许久都不能够在我们当中，我们只求主你继续的保守看顾她，让她能够继续保持这样的天天读经祷告，来依靠你仰望你。我们也更是要把其他在疗养院中不能够自由来到当中聚会的弟兄姐妹交托，主我们更是求主你帮助我们，让我们能够不但是为着他们祷告，让我们也能够更是关心他们的需要，能够来以给予适当的扶持。主我们继续的求主你带领这些人，我们也为着那些正在经历一些苦难，经历一些困境的弟兄姐妹们来祷告。主我们求主你帮助他们，让他们不会忘记主你给他们的权柄，让他们能够借着祷告，借着祷告从你那里支取力量，让他们能够依靠你来度过他们的难关，也帮助他们在这样的一个无论是病痛磨难的当中，让他们能够晓得继续来接着你的话语的引导 来见证你，来借着他们的生活来见证你的荣耀，好叫他们能够仍然能够有能力的来成为美好见证，吸引人来归向你。天父，我们也把教会的领袖们再次的交托，我们感谢主，让我们有忠心的领袖来带领这个教会。我们求主继续的施恩典，让我们的长执会的成员们自己都能够保持美好的灵命，好叫我们有活泼的灵命来服侍的时候，能够成为羊群的榜样，能够用你的话语来以喂养来扶持你所委托我们的羊群。天父，我们更是求主你让弟兄姐妹都看重你话语的可贵，让我们不只是在礼拜天打开圣经，让我们不只是在礼拜天来祷告来与你沟通，更是求主让我们知道我们更需要的是每一天都来读你的话语，每一个时刻都来依靠你仰望你，好叫我们能够继续行在你的意中，好叫我们继续能够蒙你的悦纳。主，我们求主你来带领，主，我们也把我们年底的一些圣工来交托，我们继续的求主你带领少年营的筹备，你也帮助我们的委员们，让他们有智慧来做各样的安排，让这样的一个安排能够使到营会顺利的进行，让我们接着这营会来教导这些少年儿童们如何的更正确的来看待圣经与自己的关系，好叫他们能够从小就活在主你的正道的里面，能够真的是被主来使用，来从小就认识来侍奉你。天父，我们也求主带领我们在圣诞期间的一些的聚会一些的活动，特别为这报佳音12月22号的报佳音，求主使用我们，施主让我们借着这样的一个机会来不单只是把这个佳音的诗歌带到人的耳中，更是求主让我们把主你福音信息来传讲出去，好叫你的福音信息能够进入人心，来使到还没有信得到救赎的弟兄姐妹的家人能够因此得到福音的好处。天父，我们求主你来带领，也带领我们在圣诞的这个福音的聚会，主，我们求主你帮助我们在早晨我们要开始来练诗，我们也求主你帮助素净姐妹有智慧来带领我们来一起的练习，我们也求主让弟兄姐妹能够使用你给我们的恩赐恩典来服侍你，让我们都来参与我们适合的岗位，让我们能够在这些佳音队或者是献诗的队伍当中来把歌声献上，来预备人心来领受你的话语。天父，我们求主你来带领，我们更是把早晨我们接下来这段时间我们要领受你的真道，我们感谢主你让许林康传道能够在我们当中来传讲你的信息，我们为着你的仆人 的需要来祷告，我们知道他在这期间也需要预备考试，接下来他年底也有许多的讲道信息，更是他也要在年底要到国外去服侍你。天父，我们求主你自己来施恩保守，你加添力量给他，你也保守他的家庭，让他跟他的太太能够真的是在就是蒙你的恩典的带领，能够借着他们的服侍把主你的福气带给众弟兄姐妹。我们把今天早上这堂信息，他要传讲你的信息的时候，我们求主你的灵来充满他，加添力量给他，让他按着你的话语来传讲，让他乃是传讲你的心意。主，我们也更是求主帮助我们众弟兄姐妹，让我们坐在台下，让我们带着一个渴慕的心，带着一个受教的心来领受你话语的教导，让你的话语 你的信息能够进入我们心中，来改变我们，来帮助我们，来加添力量给我们。我们将自己完全交托，将感恩祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵圣名，阿们。我们这时候就把时间交给林康传道，他今天早上所要传讲的信息是学习知足。我们请赵碧伟执事来为我们翻译。
Very good morning.
大家早上好。
I greet you on the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
Our message for this morning is entitled "Learning to be Content."
今天早上我们信息的题目是学习知足。
Now, if I were to ask you this morning, are you content with what you have?
今天早上我问你这个问题，你知足吗？
Are you pleased with every aspect of your life?
你对你生活中完全全部的方面都知足吗？
Will we be able to give a confident yes, I am?
你能够自信地说啊，我是知足的。
It's so difficult, isn't it, in our present day and age to be content?
在现今的社会，我们要知足实在不容易。
Because the spirit of contentment is something that goes contrary to the philosophy of the world.
因为知足的这样的一个思想，这样的一个灵，与我们社会的这样的思想是背道而行的。
Everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, there's always something telling you that you need something more.
我们到哪里去呢？他们都说你们更需要某一些东西。
Your friends, the peers that you interact with.
你跟朋友的交通。
The advertisements that you see all around in all the medias around you.
我们看周围的广告。
They're continually trying to brainwash you to think that, well, I need something more in order to be truly happy.
他们都在提倡着你们更需要一些你们现在没有的东西。
That, you know, life always has something a bit more that it can offer you.
然后他们说你们应该要争取更多一些东西。
And then if you were to go against the grain of all this and say, oh, no, I'm pleased.
如果你说啊，这些我都不需要，我是知足的。
They look at you and they think you're a funny person.
他们看着你，认为你是这个很奇怪的人。
Worse still, they say, "Oh, you're just lazy."
他们说啊，可能你是很懒惰的人。
You are unmotivated. You have no ambition.
你都没有去上进心，你没有去追求。
But really, the Bible calls upon us to have contentment.
可是圣经告诉我们，我们要知足。
Because the opposite of contentment is what?
因为知足的相反是什么呢？
It is envy.
就是你妒忌。
It is covetousness.
就是你要得到别人有的。
And this we clearly know is a sin.
这是我们都清楚知道是一个罪。
The tenth commandment, it tells us not to covet.
十诫里面我们知道说我们不可以贪婪。
And instead the Bible clearly tells us that godliness with contentment, this is great gain. This is what every Christian ought to be like.
可是圣经教导我们，如果我们有这个敬谦的心，我们在敬谦的心里面有知足，这是好的。
But yet we know it's not easy.
可是我们知道这不容易。
We live in a very materialistic society.
我们活在一个这个物质的这个社会。
Continually we are told to get more stuff.
然后我们一直呢都有这个信息要我们去争取更多。
What are these things we are told to get?
这些东西我们要争取的是什么？
Yes, there are oftentimes related to material things, monetary things.
都是物质的东西，金钱方面。
But there are other things that we are not content about as well, isn't it?
可是我们有其他的方面，我们也是不知足的。
We are not content with perhaps the relationships that we have.
可能我们对彼此的关系有不知足的。
We are not content perhaps with our own abilities or our own appearances.
或者是对自己的模样，的模样不知足。
So we want to, you know, improve our looks. We do all sorts of things to make ourselves look, you know, slimmer, look more handsome or more pretty.
然后我们就在自己的模样方面呢做改善。
Or whatever situation or circumstance in your life that you are not happy with.
或者在这个不同的我们的生活里面的不同的方面呢，我们都有这个不知足。
And this discontentment will lead to to being upset with life, being depressed.
然后不知足呢, 就让我们内心呢, 就有困扰,
you murmur and complain.
我们就开始埋怨,
and our lives will no longer have the joy that we really ought to have.
然后我们生命里面呢, 就没有了喜乐,
but yet the Bible tells us, no, this is not the way of a Christian.
可是圣经告诉我们, 身为基督徒, 我们不应该如此,
and in the passage that we have before us, Paul, in a way, shares us his secret.
我们看腓立比书第四章这里呢, 保罗与我们他分享他的秘诀。
He says, through my life, I have experienced all different things.
他说, 你看我的生命, 我的生命里面呢, 我已经体验了这些东西。
And through it all, he says, I have learned to be content.
然后通过这些东西呢, 我也学了这个秘诀, 就是要知足。
And so in these few verses, he shares these secrets with us.
所以呢, 在这几节里面呢, 他与我们分享他的秘诀。
He says, I want you to learn these things as well.
他说, 我也要与你们分享, 让你们能够学习。
That yes, even though my life at the present is not the most ideal,
虽然我现在的处境不是最好的,最理想的,
but then he writes to assure them, says, don't worry about me.
可是你不要为我担心。
Don't think that, well, just because I'm in prison means that my life is miserable.
不要因为我在监狱里面呢, 我的这个生命呢, 就变成很潦倒。
No, he has already told them that, no, I have joy. I am joyful in the state that I am.
他说, 我有你们分享, 说, 我现在有喜了。
And then we ask, now, how can we be like Paul?
然后我们自问说, 我们怎么能够向保罗学习呢?
So in these few verses, he shares us a few tips about contentment.
所以呢, 在这几节里面, 我们看到他与我们分享他的秘诀。
Guiding us to know now how we too can also learn to be content.
然后也教导我们, 我们也能够从他的身上学习到这个自足的这个秘诀。
As we come to verse 10 of chapter 4, we really come to what we call the conclusion of this book.
我们来到这个腓立比书第四章第十节这里, 我们看到他结尾这样的一个结论。
Well, he now addresses them directly and personally.
他直接的与他们分享, 用个人的这个经验与他们分享。
And it's actually a direct response to what has happened in terms of receiving this letter.
然后跟他们分享, 然后他个人的经验, 让他们在从他的书信上能够了解。
He explains to them the situation in verse 10.
在第十节这里呢, 我们看到保罗与他们分享他现在的处境。
He tells them that wherever he is now and that is in prison, he says, I'm rejoicing greatly.
他说, 我虽然在监狱里面, 我虽然处境是如此, 可是我在主里面有喜了。
What had happened is that he had received a correspondence from the church at Philippi.
因为他从腓立比书, 腓立比教会那里呢, 收到他们的这个信息。
In verse 18, we are actually told that this came through the hand of this man known as Epaphroditus.
我们看腓立比书第四章第十八节这里呢, 有提到说, 这个以巴弗提从这个腓立比教会带来东西给保罗。
We had previously studied about this man in chapter 2.
我们在腓立比书第二章也, 我们有看到提到这个以巴弗提。
He was likely a minister or maybe even the pastor of the church at Philippi.
这个以巴弗提可能就是当时腓立比教会的这个全职侍奉的一个弟兄。
And likely they had heard about what Paul was going through, that he was in prison in Rome.
他们就是听到了这个保罗他现在囚在这个罗马的监狱里面。
And so they sent Epaphroditus to go to Rome to find him and also to give him some collection that the church had taken.
所以呢,他们就派了以巴弗提这位弟兄到了罗马那里去呢,去探望这个保罗也把他们的馈送的礼物带给他。
To give him a sort of love gift to help him in this present state of affliction.
让他在这样的苦难当中也能够得到他们的温暖。
And so he tells them now, I really am thankful because your care for me has flourished.
然后保罗呢, 为此呢, 十分的感激, 他说, 你们这样的馈送, 让我的内心十分的安慰。
And he knows, he says, yes, in the past years, you have also been very much concerned about me.
然后, 这个保罗呢, 也提到说, 以前他们也同样的, 这样子的, 如此的关心着他。
But then he also says, I understand that, well, in the meantime, through my journeys and my travels, they are kind of lost contact.
然后因为使徒保罗一直往不同的地方去, 一直在旅途上, 他们不能够常常的来联络。
He explains that in the following verses after verse 13, we'll see more about that the next time we come back to study this book.
然后我们看到保罗呢，在十三节之后呢，也提到如此。可是我们下一次再来谈这些东西。
And so really what he was trying to tell them is that, yes, I'm very thankful for what you have given me, this money that you have sent.
然后现在呢，使徒保罗呢，要为他们所馈送的这些奉献这些礼物呢，来感谢他们。
But as he writes, he also, you know, puts in a thought to say, no, you know, I say these things not because I want you to send some more, not because I'm lacking.
可是呢，使徒保罗要提醒他们说，我如此的感谢你们，用意呢，不是要你们送多一些东西过来。
He says, no, I'm not greedy. I'm in fact very, very thankful.
我不是贪心，我是已经足够了，我是感激。
And then he uses this as an opportunity to then explain, now how and what does it mean to be content?
然后他借着机会呢，也与他们分享这个知足的秘诀是如何。
Now we look at verse 11.
我们看第十一节。
He says, not that I speak because in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content.
十一节这里呢，保罗呢与他们分享说，我不是因缺乏说这话。我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
He says this is something he has learned.
他说我已经学会了。
And that is something that we have to learn as well, isn't it?
这也是我们都要学的。
Sometimes we think of contentment to the idea that if I have a little bit more, then I will be happy.
我们想到知足，可能我们心里面说啊，如果我能够得到多一点点啊，这样我就知足。
We look at ourselves and say, yeah, yeah, I'm actually quite a very simple person, humble person, right?
然后你看，你说啊，我看我自己，我认为我是一个很简单的人，很朴素的人。
But then there's a little footnote that you add.
可是你呢，你就加了多一些。
It's only if I get a little bit more, then I'll be very happy.
可是你说啊，如果呢，我能够再多一点点啊，我就很高兴。
Sometimes we think that way.
很多时候呢，我们就如此想。
He says, "You know, Lord, I'm not asking to be like a millionaire to have $10 million a year, and that sort of money. That's filthy rich, right?"
你说啊，我没有向神要求我能够成为百万富翁、千万富翁。
He says, "You know, just increase my salary a little bit more, then I can be a little bit more comfortable. Then yes, life."
可是呢，如果我的收入能够有多一些，生活就比较安逸一些。
Paul tells him, "No, it's not about all these things."
可是保罗说，这不是关于这些事情。
He says, "What have I learned?"
他说，我学习到什么呢？
He says that no matter what circumstances I'm in, I will be content.
他与他们分享说，我不管我的境况如何，我都学习了能够知足。
And he tells us that this is something he has already learned.
他说，这些呢，他其实已经学会了。
And that you know, through his life and the various circumstances that he has been put through,
在他的生命中，他所经历的一切，
he has always been able to be content.
他已经学会了知足。
Now, as we consider this, we must then think a little bit about the background of the Apostle Paul.
然后我们在这里呢，我们要想一下保罗他的背景是如何。
You know, a lot of times we think about Paul, and yes, we read about all his missionary journeys, and it seems his life has always been quite miserable, right?
我们看到保罗，我们读到保罗，他在这个福音的差传的这个事工上，一直的在旅途上。
You know, but we backtrack a bit more and we think about the early life of the Apostle Paul.
我们就看这个他还没有开始去广传福音之前他的背景。
And we realize that, you know, Paul actually did come from a pretty privileged background.
然后我们看到说，哎，其实保罗他的出身很不错。
He was described in the book of Acts as a Roman citizen.
他在这个《使徒行传》里面呢，我们看到记载说，保罗他本来是一个罗马的这个公民。
As you know, in those days, it was not easy or not something that everybody had to be a Roman citizen.
因为当时呢，不是每个人都能够成为这个罗马的公民。
Furthermore, he was a Jew. He was a pure Jew.
他是犹太人，而且是纯的这个犹太人。
He was not a native of Rome. He was not part of the Romans, he is not ethnically a Roman.
他不是在罗马那里出生。
But somehow he was able to acquire this Roman citizenship.
可是呢，他却有这个权利成为这个罗马的公民。
And with this citizenship came a lot of rights, a lot of privileges.
因为他是罗马公民，他有一定的权利。
When he was arrested by the authorities in the book of Acts,
当他被官方被抓的时候，
he voiced out, he says,Do you know that I'm a Roman citizen?
他就说出来说，你们知道我是 罗马的公民。
And when the soldiers heard that, they were scared and they stopped beating him.
然后那些军人他们听到之后，他们就停止了打他。
Because they knew it was not right, not legal to beat up a Roman citizen. They could beat a Jew, no problem.
因为他们知道说他们可以打犹太人，可是他们不可以打这个罗马的这个国民。
And so through the privilege and the right that he has, that a citizen, he says, I appeal to Caesar.
所以呢，他就说，因为我这样的一个身份呢，我要到跟当时的这个国王呢去申诉。
And how were you able to acquire the citizenship?
然后你怎么能够成为这个国民呢？公民呢？
There were various ways and means.
有不同的方法。
You could do a big favor or service to the Roman Empire.
你可以为这个国家，为这个整个国度做很大的奉献。
Perhaps the father could have served in the military.
可能他的父亲当时在军队里面工作。
And if you rise through to a certain rank and you fulfill a certain number of years, then yes, you can be a citizen.
如果呢，当时呢，他的父亲呢，在军队里面的军阶有升级到一定的程度，可能就成为这个公民。
But it's unlikely for that to have happened because his father was also a Pharisee.
可是呢，这样的情形呢，是应该是不可能，因为他的父亲也是法利赛人。
And another common way would have been to pay a huge sum of money.
然后另外一个方法成为公民呢，就是给很多的钱。
And so perhaps that was how he became a Roman citizen.
可能他就用这样的方法呢，成为这个公民。
Not he himself, but his father could have been the one to pay for it.
可能是他父亲给了很多的钱。
But whatever the case is, he was a Roman citizen, and that in itself was a great privilege.
不管是如何成为这个公民，我们知道说保罗他的确是一个罗马的公民。
Furthermore, then we are then told that he was a Pharisee.
然后我们也知道说保罗他也是法利赛人。
He did not grow up in Jerusalem, he grew up in Tarsus.
他不是他不是在这个耶路撒冷呢这个出生，他是在大树这地方。
And well, what happened was sometime in his youth, his father decided to send him over to Jerusalem to receive this Pharisaical training.
可是，在少年的时候呢，他父亲呢就把他从大树送到这个耶路撒冷呢去受教。
And that was also in itself a privilege, something that required an expense.
这个呢也是他的一个福分，因为需要有一个开支。
But it's also something that brought him a great amount of prestige.
可是呢，这样子呢，也让他这个地位呢有比较显著。
It was something that was highly respected amongst the Jews, amongst the people in Jerusalem.
因为这样的一个地位呢，当时的犹太人十分的尊敬。
So he was well educated. He was well respected.
他受到很多人的尊敬，也很多人呢，就是看好他。
And furthermore, we are told that he was trained at the feet of this man known as Gamaliel.
他当时呢也在这个老师加玛利亚的这个门下。
Who was he? He was somewhat like the foremost Pharisee teacher in Jerusalem at the point of time.
因为当时保罗的这位老师是当时顶尖的这位老师。
Also a very well-respected man, the man whowho had the ear of the high priest. They listened to him.
然后他的老师呢，当时呢也受到了很多人的尊敬，他们也是很看好他的。
And that is why in previously in this book, Paul already said, you know, if anyone has confidence in the flesh, that will be me.
因为使徒保罗他自己也分享着说，如果呢有人要按着自己的出身、自己的背景啊，我更可以靠着这样的背景。
Paul really came from a privileged.A wonderful background.
我们看到保罗他的出身的确是很不错的。
But then we know the story, isn't it?
我们知道其中的故事。
He gave it all up.
他就放弃了这一切。
His status as a Pharisee.
他这个法利赛人这个地位。
As a privileged citizen of the Roman Empire.
他这罗马帝国这个公民权。
He became a fugitive.
他变成那个逃亡的人。
Why? Because he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他已经接受了耶稣基督。
And from thenceforth, he went from being a person who had the respect of all the Jews throughout the land.
他从一个备受尊敬的这个犹太人。
He became a man hated by the Jews.
变成一个犹太人所憎恶的人。
Where every city that he went as he preached the gospel,
他到所有地方去。
Very soon he will have to be chased out.
很快的呢就要被赶走。
You would have, you know, the first city in Damascus he preached from, he had to flee by being lowered by a basket.
然后他到一个地方去，他甚至要从一个篮子里面呢逃亡。
Time and again, the Jews would be the ones that were raised and uprising against him and chased him out of the city.
很多时候呢，这些犹太人呢就涌起来，然后就合力的把他给赶出去。
Time and again, he'll be imprisoned.
然后很多时候呢，他被囚在监狱里面。
He'll be beaten up.
被打。
And when he went to the city of Lystra, he was even stoned to the point of that everyone thought he was dead.
他到这个 Lystra 这个地方呢，就被人家用石头打，人家以为他死掉了。
Anyone in such a situation, how would you feel?
如果你是他的处境，你的感受如何呢？
Your life takes such a change, isn't it?
因为你的生命有这么大的一个改变。
From having all the privileges and comforts and luxuries of life.
本来生活是十分安稳的，十分被人家尊敬的。
And then suddenly you are hounded across the country, and everybody wants to kill you.
然后突然之间你要逃亡，很多人要去赶你出去。
Through all his journeys, I'm sure he was never a rich man.
我相信在他信了耶稣之后去传福音的时候，他并不富有。
There were times that he was so poor he had to work for himself just to get the daily needs.
他有时候因为太穷了，他必须要去兼职。来能够有这个收入。
He would make tents, and that was really not a lucrative business at all.
然后去做这个帐篷，他其实不是收入不是很好。
He would sell those few tents just so that he can have the money to buy food for himself.
做这样的工作呢，就是要有一点点的收入来养活自己。
And then so he could continue to preach the gospel.
这样呢，让他能够继续这个福音的工作。
That was his life.
这是保罗的生命。
Did he have needs?
他有需要吗？
Did he have lacks?
他有缺乏吗？
Definitely.
当然有。
But then he tells them here, it's not that I speak because I want it.
他说我与你们分享不是我要你们要求什么。
But he says, no, whatever state that I am, I have learned to be content.
因为不管我的境况如何，我已经学会知足。
And that is something the Lord taught him.
这是主已经教他了。
Because we realize that, you know, this contentment doesn't come naturally.
因为我们知道这知足这样的一个心态不是自然的。
You know, just because we have become a Christian doesn't mean that, oh, straight away, we are instantly content and there's nothing more that we want.
不是说我们成为基督徒之后呢，突然之间我们就学会知足。
No, these are things that we have to learn.
而知足这个功课呢，我们是要学习的。
And so in verse 12, he tells us that continually in his life, he kept on learning this idea of contentment.
所以呢，我们看腓立比书第四章第十二节，这里说，他这个知足的这个功课呢，是他要常常的每天的这样来继续的学习。
He says in verse 11 that yes, it was something that he learned once. The Lord taught him already.
在十一节这里呢，他说不管我的境况如何，我已经学会了，因为主已经教会了我。
But then in verse 12, he then continues to say that you know I keep on learning.
可是呢，在第十二节这里呢，我们看到保罗说他继续的来学习这个知足的功课。
Because just because we have been content once in our life does not guarantee that we are content forever.
因为我们以前可能学习了，学会了知足。可是不代表呢，我们以后呢会继续的知足。
Because things will happen in your life.
因为我们的生命中、生活中会有改变。
Circumstances will change.
处境会有改变。
And then different ideas will creep into your mind.
然后不同的思想会进入我们的脑海里。
As you go through different phases of your life, different things attract you, isn't it?
在我们生命的不同的阶段。我们有不同的需要。
But through it all, we must continue to be content.
可是呢，不管如何呢，我们要继续的学习这个知足。
And that's what he describes for us in verse 12.
所以呢，我们看第十二节这里呢，他这样的与我们分享。
He shares with us that you know through his life, I have experienced many different things.
他说，我的生命中，我经历了这些东西。
He says, I know how to be abased and how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I'm instructed to be full, to be hungry, to both abound and to suffer need.
十二节这里说，保罗说，我知道怎么样处卑贱，也知道怎么样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随事随在，我都得了秘诀。
And through it all, he gives us a series of contrasts, opposites.
所以呢，这里呢，我们看到他给我们这个不同的，这个相反的这个。
And these ideas really all describe the same thing.
这些呢，其实都是在形容同一件事情
，of having and not having，
就是有与没有之间
，of being rich and of being poor，
然后就是富足与缺乏，贫穷
，of having so much that it is like overflowing, abounding，
然后有这个丰富太多了
，and of having so little that I'm starving, I'm hungry，
有丰富也有这个很缺乏的时候
，and so he says, well, through it all, I keep on learning。
说这些呢，我继续在学习。
But you know, the thing we realize about contentment, it is really something that has to be independent of the circumstances that we are in.
我们要学习这个知足这个功课，必须要学习在不管是什么样的处境都能够知足。
That's really the point that Paul is trying to make here.
这是保罗所要教导我们的这个功课。
He says, you know, it doesn't matter what I have.
他说不管。我有什么
？It doesn't matter whether I'm full or I'm hungry.
不管我是饱足或者是饥饿。
He says, "No, I have the secret to contentment."
可是呢，我已经有这个知足的秘诀。
That no matter what will happen to me,
不管在我身上发生什么事
，I am fixed, I am constant in my state with the Lord.
我心意已定，就是说我在主里面已经是知足了。
And that is something that we really have to realize.
这个是我们都要学习的。
Because we have to continually remind ourselves throughout our lives that we need to be content.
因为我们要常常的提醒自己，我们在生命中要学习这个知足。
Because if we don't do that, very quickly our minds will wander, our hearts will be pulled and tugged in this and other direction.
因为如果我们没有这样常常的提醒自己知足的功课呢，我们的心就会被这个很多的这个生命中的这些处境。给拉扯
because
给远离了
you know, all through our lives our desires keep changing isn't it
因为我们的生命不同的阶段的有不同的改变
for example you look at children
我们看小孩子
they have quite simple desires isn't it
他们其实所要的很简单
things that they like to eat they ask for it right
他们喜欢吃的他们就会问
they like unhealthy food they like deep fried food sweet food salty food
他们喜欢那些不健康的零食啊这个炸的食物
They like time to play.
他们有 要求时间去玩
They like to have as many toys as possible.
他们要很多的玩具
That's how I was. I always kept asking my parents, buy this for me, buy that for me.
这个我也是如此。我小时候也是跟我父母说，我要你买这个，我要你买那个。
But then as you grew older, these things no longer held their attraction, isn't it?
可是我们长大之后呢，这些我们以前所要求的呢？我们就 不再要求。
A sort of intense yearning that I had as a child, as I walked through Toys R Us, is no longer there.
当我还是小孩子的时候呢，走过这个玩具店，所心里面所渴望的，已经不渴望了。
Now you look through the same shops, like, yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting the different types of toys they have nowadays. But will I want to buy? I won't, right?
现在呢，我走到这个玩具店这里呢，看啊，这些东西是有趣，可是我没有这个渴慕、渴望的心。
Does that mean that I'm content now because I don't want the toys?
是然后我没有渴望这些玩具，是不是代表呢我已经知足了呢
？No, because as I grew older, there are different things that I then desired.
只是说我长大之后呢，我渴望得到的是不同的东西。
As we started going to school, then things like perhaps grades will attract you, right? Grades.
当你去当你进入学校的时候。可能你所追求的，你所渴望就是能够得到好的成绩。
So only if only I could have the better grade, if only I had the better brain.
然后说，哎呀，如果我能够得到这样更好的成绩，我有更好的这个聪明。
We become discontent with things like the friends that we have around us, perhaps the you know the relationships that we then desire to have.
然后我们可能就是对我们周围的朋友或者朋友之间的关系。
And then after that, we begin to think about further studies and getting into universities and scholarships.
然后我们就渴望说啊，以后我要出国念书，我要得到奖学金。
And then we start to get a job. We think about starting pays. We think about job prospects and promotions and prestige.
当我们毕业之后，我们到社会里面工作，我们就会想到说啊，我渴望的啊什么样的薪水，什么样的能够发展。
And then we think about having a life partner, having starting a family, having children.
然后我们就会想到说啊，我要找一个伴侣啊，我要成家立业。
And at different points of times, our desires will keep changing.
然后我们在生命中不同的阶段，我们具有不同的这个渴望。
That was what Paul is trying to describe. He says, as I go through all these different aspects of life,
保罗呢，就是与他们分享说，当我在这个生命中不同的阶段这样的走过。
And there are times in the world where our life will seem very blessed in the sight of the world.
我们在这个在生命中，我们可能就是认为说啊，我现在这样的处境呢，周围的朋友、社会上呢看呢是十分有福的。
Well, yes, oh, we are abounding. We have so much.
他说啊，我有很丰富，我很有余。
But then there'll be other times that in the sight of the world, oh, you're not doing so well.
可能外面的人看说啊，你现在很潦倒。
Now you're abasing.
啊，现在很缺乏。
Now you're suffering need. You have lost your job. Your relationship is on the rocks, or maybe you still haven't found a life partner.
现在你的与人的关系搞得很不好啊，你的生命里面呢很缺乏。
Oh, your health is really bad and just everything is just not going right at the same time.
或者是你的身体呢，现在已经一直有病，或者是不健康，或者很软弱。
How will we respond throughout all these different situations?
当我们遇到这样不同的境况的时候，我们有什么样的反应呢？
And change will happen.
改变呢？一定会发生。
And our contentment therefore must not be founded based on the situations and circumstances that we are in.
所以呢，我们知足这个功课呢，不是要因为我们的处境如何而改变。
Because one moment we may be abasing and say, yes, yes, I'm very thankful because I have all these things.
可能有时候呢，因为你有了丰富，有了有余，有了这些富足啊，你说啊，我是知足。
But then what happens if all these things are suddenly taken away?
可是呢，如果这些生命中的东西全部没有了呢？
You may find yourself at a state where you say, oh, I have finally reached the position that I want to be in. I'm happy now.
可能你说啊，我已经达到了我所追求的这个位置。
Your family is a good, loving family. Your job is doing, you're doing well at your job. Your health is good.
可能你说啊，现在我的健康很好，我的家庭很好，我的事业很好。
But what if one by one these things are taken away from you?
可是如果这些呢，一个一个呢，都没有了呢?
Paul says contentment is about being the same in whatsoever state that I'm in.
所以呢，使徒保罗与他们分享说，我学会了知足，是不管在什么样的境况，都要继续的知足。
And then in verse 12, he tells us that everywhere and in all things, I am instructed, I am taught.
然后使徒保罗呢，这里与他们分享说，不管是在什么样的境况，谁是谁在，我都能够知足。
And he tells this word instructor really has this idea of that I've learned the secret. I know the special way in which I can be content.
哦，这里呢，保罗与他们说，与他们分享说，我已经学会了，我已经有了这个秘诀。
And so it is really, as we can see from this verse, not about these things.
嗯，我们看呢，不是因为这些东西，这些境况。
These are things which yes can affect the moods and the dispositions of many people in this world.
这些呢，当然会影响我们，影响我们周围的人。
But for the Christian, that's not the case.
可是作为基督徒，我们不应该为这些境况所困扰。
Because the source, the secret to our contentment, it is told to us in verse 13.
因为这个秘诀呢，我们能够学习的是在第十三节。
He says, now how can I be content? How is it that through all these different changes that I've experienced in life, I continue to be content?
说这个知足的秘诀是在哪里呢？
Well, the secret is Christ.
这个秘诀呢就是耶稣。
He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me.
因为我们看他的秘诀其实就在十三节。他说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做，就是指着耶稣基督。
That is where he got the strength.
他是从耶稣基督那里呢得到这个力量。
That is how he was able to persevere for the Lord in light of all the afflictions that he suffered.
所以呢，他才能够这样子艰苦的这个生活中呢，的坚持下去。
That is what enabled him to go from city to city to continue to preach the gospel.
他也是因为靠着这样的一个力量，从耶稣基督给他的力量，到不同的地方去传这个福音。
Knowing that such a lifestyle would only result in more suffering, more affliction, more persecution.
他虽然知道说这样的工作会有更多的苦难，更多的逼迫，
that such a lifestyle will never bring him the riches of the world, that such a lifestyle will never grant him the respect of ungodly men.
他选择这样的生命呢, 他知道说, 不能够带给他这个世界的这些, 物质的富足,
but yet he says, no, I can do all things.
可是他说, 我能够凡事都能做,
and that really carries the idea that I have the ability or the strength to able to endure all the things that happen to me.
我能够承受, 我生命中, 这些的苦难, 这些的不便, 这些的困扰, 这些的逼迫, 就是因为, 这个我靠着那加给我力量,
why? Because of Christ.
就是因为耶稣基督,
Christ is the one that has enabled him.
就是耶稣基督, 就是给他的这个能力,
Christ is the one that motivated him all through his life.
就是耶稣基督给了他这个推动力,
already in this epistle he has told them, for me to live is Christ.
因为他说我活着,
and this speaks of a deep abiding relationship that he had with the Lord.
就是提到了这个保罗与耶稣基督的密切的关系。
Where he knew that it's really not about the things that I have.
他知道说这不关乎我生命中有什么。
It's really not about the circumstances in life that I've been placed in.
这也不关乎我生命中所遇到的处境。
To him, what was most important was that he continues to have that relationship with the Lord.
对他，对保罗来说， 最重要的就是他要保持与耶稣基督那密切的关系。
And now that I have the Lord with me, that's all I ever want.
他说，我有了耶稣基督， 我已经有了一切。
In fact, we realize that when we have the Lord, we are the richest people on the world, isn't it?
当然我们也要明白， 我们也要清楚的， 这个, 心里面接受说， 我们有了耶稣基督， 我们已经足够了， 满足了， 富足了。
And we may have all the material things in this world, but if we do not have Christ, then we are all men the poorest.
如果我们拥有了整个世界的物质的东西， 没有了耶稣基督， 我们是最穷的。
Without Christ, we are nothing.
没有耶稣基督， 我们什么都不是。
But with Christ, we have everything.
因为有了耶稣基督， 我们凡事都有。
That is something that we have to continually remind ourselves.
这是我们大家都要提醒自己的。
That is how Paul found the strength.
这是使徒保罗他是如何得到这个力量。
And sometimes, you know, we read verse 13 out of the context of all the other verses around it.
当我们只单单看第13节的时候,
we sometimes use this as a sort of a personal motivation verse or sort of help, self-help sort of verse.
当我们只单单看这个13节, 哦, 我们就用这13节来只是来激励自己。
We say, oh, I can do all things, I can do all things, I can do all things.
你就看这13节说啊, 我能够靠着他那加给我力量的, 我凡事都能做, 凡事都能做。
But the emphasis is not about what I can do. It's about what Christ does through us.
可是重点呢, 不是说我能够做什么, 而是耶稣能够在我身上成就什么。
It is the fact that I have Christ by my side, and that's all I ever want, and that's all I ever need.
只要我有耶稣基督与我同在, 就足够,
and it is him that will grant me that spiritual strength, that spiritual conviction to persevere no matter what.
他能够赐给我力量, 让我能够去面对任何的这个境况。
So when someone asks you, are you happy?
如果有人问你, 你高兴吗?
Are you pleased with your life?
你对你的生命, 这个满意吗?
Of course, your answer must be yes.
你的回答应该是是的。
But it is not yes because, well, I'm healthy, because I have, you know, my children are well, because I have lived a long life. That's not the reasons why we are happy.
如果你答案说,是的,这不是因为你身体健康,你生命里面有满足,你长寿。
No, the reason is because I have Christ.
而你的答案说,是的,是因为你知道说你心里面,生命里面有了耶稣基督。
And I can be lying on the hospital bed.
我可能在医院里面躺在病床上。
The debts are mounting day by day because of the rising medical costs.
因为这个医疗费, 我的这个债务呢, 在一直的攀高。
Maybe my whole family has abandoned me. Nobody wants to come and visit me.
可能没有人, 我的家人, 其他的人也没有来探望我。
But I have Christ.
可是我有耶稣基督。
And we have to remind ourselves that no matter in what state am I am, I am still content.
所以呢, 我们要常常的来提醒自己, 不管我们的处境境况如何,
because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我能靠着主耶稣基督赐给我力量的, 凡事都能做。
That's the assurance that we also see in the book of Hebrews.
我们翻到希伯来书,
if you look at Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5 to verse 6.
Hebrews 13. 希伯来书第13章,
These are also the words of Paul, and this is what he writes to them.
Verse 5 to verse 6.
He tells us, now let your conversation, that is your life, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he saith, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
第希伯来书第13章第5节这里说， 你们存心不可贪爱钱财， 要以自己所有的为主， 因为主曾说， 我总不撇下你， 也不丢弃你。
What is it that we cling on to?
我们守住的， 我们抓住的是什么呢？
It is the idea that God is with us, and that's all we need.
就是因为神他
Because we have the confidence that no matter what happens, He will see us through.
因为不管我们的这个境况如何， 我们知道说神要与我们同在。
He has promised us that He will always be by our side and He will always provide for all our needs.
他答应我们， 他不撇下我们， 也不丢弃我们， 他要帮助我们。
And if so be, we have to suffer hunger and lack and ill health and all these different things, well, that is the Lord's will for us.
如果我们要经历这个贫乏， 我们要经历这个缺乏， 或者经历这个饥饿， 我们知道说神他要与我们同在。
And we are sure that His will is always the best because He is the all-wise God.
因为我们知道他的旨意是最完美的。
And so we then look at verse 6.
我们看第6节这里说，
That when we are sure of the Lord's presence with us,
当我们就是有信心说神与我们同在，
Then we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
所以我们就可以呢放胆地说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
That is a picture of contentment.
这就是我们知足的一个意象。
That is a picture of a man who says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, and I don't need anything more than that.
因为有了这样的一个意向，我们就说啊，我们知道说我能够知足，不管人把我们怎么样。Can
we say the same thing?
我们能够与保罗同样这样说吗？
To say that yes, this is something I have learned, that in whatsoever state that I am in, I have learned to be content.
你能够说啊，我已经学会了，不管我的境况如何，我能够知足。
You know, the society that we are in is a very disgruntled one.
我们这个社会呢， 它是一直是不足的。
Especially in recent years.
尤其是近年。
It seems that the more and more prosperous, the more and more comfortable our environments have become.
好像是我们的社会越来越丰富， 越来越奢华。
The more and more demands we have,
我们就越来越多的要求。
And there is this growing angst amongst the people. It's, oh, the government is not doing their job. They're not doing this, not doing that.
当我们的生活其实有了很大的改善的时候， 我们就开始呢，对很多的方面有很大的埋怨。
And although we have so much, we have so little.
我们虽然有很多， 我们就觉得自己呢很少。
We talk about being rich and poor, right?
我们谈到说， 什么是 这个丰富或者是有钱或者是没钱。
But we realize that compared to so many other nations in this world, we are really, really surrounded by so much blessings.
可是呢，如果我们与世界其他的地方的相比呢，其实呢，我们有很大很大的福气。
We take a look at some of these other third world countries just around us, and the sort of corruption that they face, and the sort of living conditions that they have.
我们只要看看我们周边的这些发展中的国家，我们就可以看到他们这样的一个贪污的情况，然后他们的生活的这个处这个状况。Yet
the people in our country, we are still not happy. Why?
可是我们呢，还是觉得很不知足，还是很埋怨。为什么呢？
If the government does a better job, will we be happy? Will we really be happy?
可是如果我们的政府呢？ 做得更好， 有更多的改善， 我们是不是会更有喜乐呢？
We've all reached that what the so-called Swiss living standards, will we really be happy?
我们如果能够达到类似那样的一个生活水准， 而我们是不是就高兴呢？
If we are all able to abound and to be filled with so much, is that what will bring us contentment?
如果我们有这个富足， 大大的有余， 我们就高兴吗？
We realize that this problem of discontent of disgruntlement will never be solved. You know that?
这个不知足的这个心态呢，是不能够解决。
The government can try their very best.
这个政府呢，它能够用他们最大的能力。
Now, so long as the world doesn't know Christ, they will never be happy.
可是呢，外面的不认识耶稣基督的人呢，他们是不会知足。
Because contentment, as I said, is not affected by the situations around you.
因为知足这样的功课呢，不是因为我们的处境，我们的境况如何。
It is because of what we have in Christ.
而是因为我们在主耶稣基督里面所得到的。
And that is the secret that Paul wants us to understand.
这就是使徒保罗与我们要分享的这个秘密。
And as Christians, that we have Christ with us.
然后我们有了这个耶稣基督，我们就能够有这个知足。
Let us all learn to be content.
让我们来学习这个知足的这个功课，得到这个秘诀。
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer.
我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for this lesson that thou hast laid before us.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，从你话语中让我们能够学习到知足的这个功课。
We thank thee for the example of the Apostle Paul.
我们要为这使徒保罗他的生命，他的榜样来感谢你。
Truly a man who has suffered so much and given his life for thee.
他遭受了很多的苦难，可是呢，他有这个知足的心。
And Lord, we thank thee for this example.
我们感谢他给我们这个榜样。
We pray that thou help us to learn from his life and learn from this passage of scripture.
我们也求你帮助我们从保罗的身上学习到那好的功课，也从你的话语中能够提醒自己有这个知足的这个秘诀。
You truly learn to be content, to be thankful, to be happy with all that thou has given to us.
让我们凡事感谢，知足有喜乐。
For we know that that is the very best that we have.
然后我们知道说这是我们能够得到最好的。
Lord, we do commit ourselves and this church into thy hands.
我们把自己和整个教会交托你手中。
That thou help us always to be godly and to be content.
求你帮助我们能够敬虔，能够知足。
We commit ourselves into thy hands in Jesus' name we pray.
我们把自己交托在你手中，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.